This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. After the hour, it's the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug will be along momentarily. In the meantime, Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen is here, and I'm Jennifer Horn. And boy, ladies, it is going to get intense in Washington, D.C. in just a few hours. The House Intelligence Committee on Tuesday voted along party lines to approve the 300-page report it drafted on President Trump's conduct with Ukraine, specifically President Zelensky, concluding that the evidence of the president's misconduct is overwhelming, and so too is the evidence of his obstruction of justice. Now, what happens next is that the report goes to the House Judiciary Committee, which begins the process of drafting articles of impeachment. The start of that will happen today in just a little while with a hearing on whether Trump's actions rise to the level of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors as specified in the Constitution. The four witnesses that you can expect to hear from today are all law professors. You'll hear from Harvard's Noah Feldman, Stanford's Pamela Karlan, and Michael Gearhart, and the University of North Carolina for the Democrats, of course, and then George Washington University's Jonathan Turley will appear for the Republicans. This should not be boring. A lot of people are saying, well, this is just going to be a legal seminar today. Who's going to want to watch all of these legal analysts talk about constitutional law? But it's expected to be interesting in content, number one. But the Judiciary Committee is larger than the Intel Committee and much more unruly. In fact, that's why they were not actually in charge of this impeachment inquiry all along. Leadership in the House, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer and others, concluded that they thought that the Judiciary Committee was too unruly and not kept in check by their chairman, Jerry Nadler, as well as the Intel Committee. And that's why the impeachment hearing actually started in Intel. It should have been in Judiciary all along, but it's got this, it has this reputation of being kind of a kind of out of control, chaotic committee. Republicans are obviously going to be trying to protect President Trump. They're expected to complain about the process, about the procedure. They're going to argue that the president did nothing wrong. They say that the facts at issue aren't being significantly contested. Now, the person to keep an eye on, in addition to Jerry Nadler, who runs this committee, is Doug Collins. He's a representative from Georgia, and he is the Republicans' ranking member. He's really good at process and about procedure in the House. In fact, he kind of hangs his hat on that. And so I would expect today not just to be boring legal chatter, but actually to be a lot of fireworks led by Doug Collins, who is going to challenge Jerry Nadler at every turn. And the question will be, can Nadler keep his cool?
We will see. When does that start?
It starts at 7. Well, it starts at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific time. It'll last several hours.
Does this mean that General Hospital will not be on today? Because that's really what
Most
I need to
likely.
Know.
Most likely. Yeah. So what will happen after this is they will decide after today's hearing, after the legal framework is kind of built by Democrats and Republicans, then they're going to decide what to do and whether or not to draft articles of impeachment or not. All they need is 218 votes. They already have it. Democrats have the majority, I think, by like 230-something. So they clearly have that. Mm-hmm. The focus will be on the 17 Democrats who are in the 31 Trump-won districts, those Democrats who are facing re-election next year in Trump areas. It'll be interesting to see if they decide to back off from this a bit. There's already an escape hatch that's been thrown by a lot of people in the media and on the Democrat side of the aisle, and that escape hatch would be censure, meaning that they wouldn't move to a full Senate trial next year and pursue impeachment. Instead, they would issue censure. Now, some Democrats
were committed. What does censure even do,
nothing.
Really?
It
it's like a warning.
Anything.
Yeah, it's a political process
like
that basically
puts you on
record.
It's going to have a big impact on Trump.
Right, yeah. Saying you did something wrong. But for Democrats who don't want to get tied up in impeachment and get the stink on their hands, that would be a way out. But for those who are committed, like Jerry Nadler, Nancy Pelosi now, AOC, Adam Schiff, all the people who have called very publicly for the impeachment, they don't feel like it would be enough. So it'll be there's going to be some battling in the Democrat Party, I think, over the next couple of weeks as to what to do.
Jeffrey Gundlach, who runs one of the biggest hedge funds, predicted accurately in 2016 that Donald Trump would win. Thinks that Trump may win again, depending on whether or not the economy holds together. I don't know that this is any great shakes. I mean, I think that's what
I think
it
that's
is.
What everyone says, right?
Right, exactly. I remember when, Clinton's advisor, James Carville.
Cromwell.
Carville. Said it's the economy,
Cromwell's
stupid.
Cromwell's pig, yeah.
And that's true, it is. That's the whole thing, the whole Megillah. All about that. This other stuff is just such a waste of time. The public should be outraged at all of this, frankly, all the time. Speaking of outrage, Wednesday is Chicago Day on NBC. And why I think this is an important story for Wednesday, I guess you'll have to be the decider of that. The mayor, Lori Lightfoot, has fired the police superintendent, Eddie Johnson. The mayor said, quote, it's become clear Mr. Johnson engaged in a series of actions that are intolerable for any leader in a position of trust.
Yeah, he was having affairs with his wife, getting drunk, and falling asleep at stop signs.
Right. Yeah. And
now, this was the guy who was really visible, right, and did all the press conferences after the Jussie Smollett thing happened.
Yeah.
Right? He was the guy who came out and was, you know, ate up all the limelight and basically talked about, we were just talking about procedure. He talked about, he went totally against protocol and procedure and told the public and the press about various points of the investigation that was not supposed to be made public. That's really the basis of why Jussie Smollett is suing the city of Chicago. It's right. Pretty much against this one guy.
And it's this, but we all know
not
how
not that I think he's innocent
Chicago
at all, for the record,
no.
But
the police in Chicago are out of control. And I guess the question comes as to whether or not the police are out of control just in general in our country. Are the police out of control? The public is not trusting the police. Most of the surveys that you see around, I thought it was interesting, Attorney General Barr got the award for distinguished service in policing, and he said during his presentation that if communities don't begin to show more respect for law enforcement, they potentially wouldn't be protected by police officers. What kind of an outrageous statement is that to make? That's what their job is. So if you don't do your job, you should be fired. This guy in Chicago wasn't doing his job. He got fired. How many police do you know? They're just, there's this thing about if you wear a uniform, you are to be respected. No. If you do a good job, then you are to be respected. You don't wear a uniform and automatically get respect. And the problem with the police, and these people seem to be tone deaf to it, Barr and some of the others, are the continuing videos that you can see almost every day of white cops shooting black people or whatever it is that's going on. Are they the majority of instances that connect one to the other? No, but they're the ones that get the most publicity. And frankly, most of the things that I've seen, they warrant the discredit that they get. And so what does Barr think is going to happen here unless there are better trained police, better paid police, and there's a focus on not just having people in their quarters. We need certain Hispanics. We've got to have black cops, white cops, whatever it is. What happened to finding the people who understand what the job really entails? I wouldn't want the job, and most of you wouldn't want it either. It's a horrible job. And people don't respect the people that do a good job because of the disrespect the bad cops have for the job themselves. So there's a conundrum here. And I frankly don't know how to fix it. I don't know what the fix is. I've, again, suggested that we train the police much better. We're in a time of unequaled scrutiny. All the body cams, the car cams, the...
Well, I think part of the solution is getting to know the community and actually getting involved in the community. I think that's something that everyone with authority needs to start doing, whether that's politicians or police officers. I mean, I think of so many places when I think this is what Attorney General Barr is talking about, is people in urban areas who don't respect police officers. But from where my sisters live, police never, ever, ever go into those neighborhoods.
No,
I mean, they don't know anyone who lives there, and they just have assumptions about the people who live there.
Yep.
And it's just, you know, most of the time, it's just people who are trying to raise their kids who are also living in a dangerous neighborhood. And look, I understand if you're a police officer, yeah, you don't want to put yourself in danger, but that's kind of part of
part
of the job, and you're supposed to be able to protect those citizens that are there, and to not go in or know anything about them creates part of that distrust. If you don't think you can trust police officers to keep your neighborhood safe, then what can you trust them to do? I don't know.
It's very frustrating. It really is. All right, let's have a way, as Christmas is around the corner. That's hard to think about that. Less than 3 weeks away. Christmas is less than 3 weeks away. How do you look? You got a party coming up? I have a party tonight, another one tomorrow night, and I want to look my best. You want to look your best wherever you go. That isn't just Christmas time. You want to look your best all the time. And if you don't have attractive teeth, you know, let's face it. If you're suffering from the results of drinking wine, drinking tea, drinking coffee, maybe smoking, now is the time for you to brighten your smile. The parties, the gatherings, photo ops. Don't be caught off guard with your cringe-worthy, discolored, ugly yellow teeth. Power swabs will whiten your smile, and you look at those holiday photos, you'll be pretty proud of yourself. It doesn't take a lot of time at all to do it. In 5 minutes, you'll have a couple of shades. Just keep doing it every 4 or 5 days. And within a week or so, it'll be 6 times brighter than the first time you did it. 5 minutes, that's it. And if you have been using some of those other whiteners, you know that your teeth are left to be sensitive and sore. Sometimes your gums are sore. Not any of that with Power Swabs. Backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. The Power Swabs method is simple, straightforward. You take a tube, you snap open the top, take the swab, and just douse your teeth. That's it. See how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off. And then, with the DJV code, you take an additional $10 off, and you get a free quick stick. Say it again there. A quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off using the DJV code, plus a free quick stick, which freshens up your teeth. Victoria likes using them because when you're out and about, you just take a little dab on your teeth and they look so much better. 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, holiday ready, with Power Swabs.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Hi. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type.
This is Billie Eilish.
I'm the bad guy.
She's only 17 years old.
Duh.
That was timed very well. Good job. 24 after the hour on the DJV show, our musical portion of this hour. Victoria, Carrie, you and me, with a focus on Ms. Eilish, who caused a stir recently. She was on Jimmy Kimmel, and Kimmel asked her to name some members of Van Halen, and she said, who? No, really, who? Who is that? Kimmel started, he said, I'm going to start crying. And so a lot of people on social media are quick to react and bash her for not knowing about Van Halen. Is there anything, anybody, these people are so GD judgmental. What's the old expression, judge not lest ye be judged? Or people who live in glass houses ought not to
throw stones? If you could only get people on social media to understand that concept, it would be a very different world.
Yeah. Anyway,
but Wolfgang did the right thing, though.
Wolfgang Van Halen, who's Eddie's son, plays bass guitar with his dad's band, tweeted, if you haven't heard of Billie Eilish, go check her out. She's cool. If you haven't heard of Van Halen, go check them out. They're cool, too. So that's cute. Why not? That's good. Music's supposed to bring us together, not divide us, he said. Listen but to what you want, and don't shame others for not knowing what you like. See, ladies?
Yeah,
don't be shaming me for things I don't know.
Well, don't shame every artist that exists now. Every time we play a new artist, you say that music now sucks, and Justin Bieber's the worm, and all of these people sound the same. So take a dose of your own medicine.
Do what I say, not what I do.
Exactly.
Van Halen wasn't the only act that Billy didn't know. She also didn't know Huey Lewis and the News were and Run DMC, what a Cabbage Patch doll was, or what you should never do to a Mogwai. I don't know what that. What's a Mogwai?
A Mogwai. It's Gremlins, the movie.
Yeah, I don't blame her for that, and
I don't know if I've ever seen a Cabbage Patch.
I don't blame Billie Eilish for not knowing what that is. I don't know if I've ever seen a Cabbage Patch Kid in real life, so I don't blame her for that one either.
You turn them upside down.
Didn't your sister have one? Like your oldest sister? Because I had one when I was really little, and then
someone
gave it to me for Christmas. No. I was over it.
I mean, if
I was
she
never
did,
into it.
If she did, then it was gone by the time I was born.
I got the tail end of it. Yeah.
right, next up musically, Harry Styles. This will be a happy time for Kara. She's going to return as the host of the Late Late Show, James Corden, on the 10th of December. Styles and Corden are friends. Hosted the show with only 2 hours' notice when Corden's wife went into labor a couple of years ago. The announcement comes 2 weeks after Corden and Styles were spotted on a sidewalk in L.A. filming a performance of Styles' latest single, Watermelon Sugar, as well as previous singles, Kiwi and Sign of the Times. Styles recently did his first double-duty appearance on SNL as both host and performer. His second album, Fine Line, scheduled to come out 13th of December. So it was
highly anticipated.
Corden is on Broadway in something, if I'm not mistaken. And he's also in a new movie.
He's in the new Cats movie.
I guess
I can't remember what he's filming. I know he announced it the other day. But, you know, I was just reading this story, and it was kind of interesting, because he just has this, the reason people like him so much, he just has this charisma that seems...
I think he's great.
That a lot of people just find, I don't know, mesmerizing
it's
or something.
Endearing.
You know, I've been watching Kelly Clarkson's new daytime show a lot, and I love her doing it. She does a segment called Kelly-oke, where she picks a song and sings it. And I don't know. He's been great as host as SNL and on Corden's show. I wonder if this could be in his future sometime, maybe when he's a little older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember saying when he got the job, can't we find any Americans to do these? And I think he's bettered himself very well. He's very good, very good. James Corden and Harry Styles here together at 28 after on the DJV show.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797. For 40% off, an additional $10 off, plus a free quick stick, call for Power Swabs, 800-208-17.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment inquiry of President Trump moves to a new level today as a second U.S. House committee will be holding a hearing. Republican leaders are slamming the entire process. Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney, who is the House Republican Conference Chair, is arguing that Democrats have failed to present evidence that is clear, compelling, and bipartisan. Meanwhile, in London, while at the NATO summit hours ago, President Trump said...
I think it's a bad thing for our country. Impeachment wasn't supposed to be used that way. All you have to do is read the transcripts. You'll see there was absolutely nothing done wrong.
California Senator Kamala Harris pulling out of the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, saying in a video announcement yesterday,
"And as the campaign has gone on, it has become harder and harder to raise the money we need to compete."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The 4th of December. I hope you are well. We are. I should ask, are you well? Our job here is to make you better, hopefully in many different ways. DJV Show with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm huffing and puffing because in the last half hour, there have been two accidents at the end of my driveway. It's very slippery here. The temperature is 22 degrees right now, and we had 18, 19 inches of snow, and we expected to get 2. The roadways yesterday got warm enough so that the snow melted a little bit, and then it got cold last night, so there's black ice everywhere. And even though the highway crews in this town actually do a pretty good job of sanding, salting, and preparing so the snow or the ice will not stick. But in this case, because of where I live, at the junction of two roads, and one of them comes down a hill, and it dumps out right in front of my driveway. About 45 minutes or so ago, there was an accident. The car slid down the hill, smashed into another car broadside, and pushed them into my driveway. So now, They got that cleaned up. And there's a policeman there, and people are looking at the policeman. And some guy just smashed into another one, ripped the tail. You know, the cars are so flimsy today. I'm looking in my at the end of my driveway. There's a bumper, a whole bumper, just sitting in the driveway. So there's that to
contend with. Do you have a fence down there by the end of your
entrance of your driveway? No, a stone wall.
Has anyone hit the wall yet?
Yeah, they hit the wall, too.
Oh, boy.
Knocked the wall over.
Now, if someone hits... So that's your wall. Now, who pays to repair your
insurance
wall?
Insurance company. The insurance company pays.
Okay. So now you have to file an insurance claim because these people can't drive?
It happened last winter. The same sort of thing happened. Somebody came over the stone wall, and not only did they wreck the stone wall, they wrecked a tree that was about 4 or 5 feet off of the stone wall. So we spent 6 weeks arguing with the insurance company about the estimate to get it fixed. And I find that really offensive. I'm minding my own business. I'm not even around. Some guy plows into my stone wall and onto my property, and they want to give me a tough time about paying for it. Well, how do we know that really happened? There were pictures of it all over the place. It just is, it's kind of offensive, I guess, a little bit. Here and there, maybe it's not in the light of eternity to make a big deal. But it just shows you the insurance companies are out to take care of themselves. That's their business, not to pay. You pay them, they don't want to pay you. That's the business. That's a good business to be in, actually. Now, let's move over to the food business. I went to the food store, Kara, last night and bought some fruit. And I actually was talking to the... I went into the Whole Foods because I needed to get a couple of supplements. And they usually have them there, but they didn't. And so I wandered around, and the woman said to me, "We don't have as many supplements as we used to." And I looked at her and I said, "Well, why is that?" And she said, "Prime."
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. It really is. The Whole Foods is not, by any stretch of the imagination, the store it used to be. So now, having said that, there's some other food things going on. Starbucks. Is that the store that it used to be? Is it better now than it ever was, Victoria? You like to go to Starbucks and have your coffee. Is it good? Better? Best?
I find that it's kind of the same, really.
Is it?
I think that they have more on the menu than they used to have, and that's actually what is the trending story right now. Starbucks' newest holiday beverage kind of surprised people because it's not a hot beverage, it's iced. And it's a brand new cold brew iced coffee, and unlike the other holiday ones that they have a peppermint mocha, chestnut praline latte, those are all hot. This is a new Irish cream cold brew, and it's an iced coffee. It's a Bailey's-inspired drink that has a base of Starbucks signature cold brew, and then it has whipped vanilla cold foam that's infused with this Irish cream syrup, and then it has a dash of cocoa powder on top. Actually, Jen and I were talking about this earlier. It sounds delicious because I really do like cold brew a coffee every once in a while. But it's interesting that even in winter, when people kind of go and they want to get a hot chocolate or they want to get one of the other flavored hot drinks, it's interesting that they're doing a Bailey's cold brew now. But I think it's probably going to do really well, because they've been adding more and more cold brew stuff onto the menu, and it replaces a lot of the heavier, sugar-laden blended drinks, like the Frappuccinos and all that stuff. So this new drink comes in at 200 calories, which is not that much compared to, like, the eggnog latte is 450 calories.
Mm-hmm.
And the cold brew, the Irish cream cold brew, also has a lot less sugar. And there was a new report that came out, a British survey, because, you know, they have Starbucks over there, too.
Yeah.
And the British survey shows that this signature hot caramel hot chocolate with whipped cream and oat milk, which doesn't even have, like, dairy in it, has 23 teaspoons of sugar and 758 calories.
Woo!
Which
wow.
is crazy. And you can get a venti-sized gingerbread latte that has 14 teaspoons of sugar and 523 calories. So
the
new Irish cream cold brew is really one of the healthier ways that you can enjoy some of the holiday stuff. But watch out for all that sugar. Oh.
We go back and forth with this stuff all the time. That which is healthy or things you think are healthy and then they are unhealthy and vice versa. For example, I was looking at a number of foods that I thought were not good for me or us, Shrimp is one of them. Studies suggested that diets high in cholesterol, and shrimp's very high in cholesterol, are linked to increased risk of heart disease. Now research reveals that dietary cholesterol doesn't really raise the bad cholesterol, which
well,
is
that's what
harmful.
Dr. Jack's been saying for
right.
years.
Yep.
He
yep.
said eating cholesterol foods or foods that are high in cholesterol don't actually have an impact on your body's cholesterol.
Well, shrimp is a good source of protein, mm-hmm. and it also contains a lot of omega-3 fatty acids that are very good for you, mm-hmm. and iodine as well. So if you were staying away from shrimp, perhaps you would give that another thought. Potatoes also. I remember during the low-carb craze, the white foods, potatoes and rice and that sort of stuff, white potatoes came out of, you know, when you get right down to the bottom line, this nutritionist that did the Flat Belly Cookbook for Dummies said, the truth is potatoes have always been healthy foods as long as they are not slathered with butter, cheese, sour cream, or bacon bits. Well, actually, butter is good for you. The sour cream is not. And so those of you who do a lot of sour cream are doing yourself and the potato a disservice. The skins still remain the healthiest part of the potato, but there are other benefits, nutrients that are good for you. I think the same can be said for eggs. Remember, mm-hmm. eggs were really bad for you, and now they're really good for you, and you know, it goes round and round and round. So I think I remember hearing that about cheese, too. When I was a kid, cheese, I am amazed when you go into the supermarket how much space is dedicated to cheese. And I remember when we were selling raw milk on the farm and ice cream and raw cheeses, people would come from miles or just to get the raw milk cheeses. And I didn't ever, you know, with me, I'm not a cheese guy. And I remember going into the cheese room, we created a cheese room and seeing all the mold and stuff, and that was considered a delicacy. The mold on the cheese. Ah! Anyway, what's up with North Korea? We'll find out whether they're going to send us a Christmas gift or not. And who is the latest royal involved in the Epstein case? Perhaps you ought to talk about that. Did you hear or see any of we know that the G7 is going on in Europe, the NATO summit, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Apparently, there was a cocktail party going on. And so these guys are all standing around, the leaders of all these countries, and they were caught with an open mic. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I saw the video, and I read about that. It was Macron from France, Justin Trudeau from Canada, and Boris Johnson from England, and another fourth person that I didn't recognize. Yeah. And they didn't say Trump's name, but they were
Dutch
standing
Prime
around.
Minister. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And so they didn't say Trump's name, but Macron had just gotten there from his press conference that it was very contentious with Trump.
And they were teasing him, Trudeau.
And it was that it took so long, and then So I don't know. It's a stark contrast too. And Boris Johnson claims to be friends with Trump, or at least Trump claims to be friends with Boris. But I don't know. Maybe he won't be happy after he sees or hears.
Well, but
the
thing is, what I take away from it is that just like any other going to any other social event with just anybody, these people are just like anybody else. They gossip. They talk about their friends or people who are their friends. And that's all that I took away from that. You know, it's just more. Do you believe what Trump is doing? Yeah, it's no different than when you're having your neighborhood Christmas party, as far as I can see. Anyway, here's some advice from a lot of people on losing weight. Tons of people. You go to Calitrin.com, the website, for the safest, the best, the healthiest way to lose weight. Calitrin, proven. And when you look at all the testimonials, you'll understand this is not magic. This is not breakthrough technology. This is a very healthy, well-thought-out plan, natural, drug- and stimulant-free, a way for you to get sort of a leg up on gaining weight over the Christmas holidays. If you want to start now, it's probably a good idea. Now's a good time to start Calitrin for a number of reasons, so you can be on the offensive, pushing back all that extra weight you might otherwise gain by going to the parties and eating as much as you will between now and even Valentine's Day. But the weight loss that takes place over a period of time, 4 to 6 months, you get on the program, you stay in the program, and now is a great time to go to Calitrin.com and order, because you get 3 months at the regular price. They give you, as a Christmas present, another 3 months. Don't have to pay. You get 6 months for what you normally would pay for three. Right now, your friends at Calitrin are helping you lose weight. Let's get on it. Let's have another success story. Be you. Buy three. Get three free. Go to Calitrin.com. Lose weight the smart way, the intelligent way, and start the program now. Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV for the buy three, get three free promotion.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon has released the Best of Prime 2019, sharing how Prime members chose to enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon over the last year. Some member favorites in the U.S. include the Echo Dot, the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote, Avocados, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, and the novel The Handmaid's Tale. Bradley Matthews, Amazon.
We are constantly working to add value for members. And as Best of Prime 2019 demonstrates, Prime is now more convenient than ever. In the past year, members in the U.S. had 3 times more items from Amazon's online store delivered in 1 day or faster compared to the previous year.
Now Prime members also get free and fast grocery delivery from Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods Market in more than 2,000 cities and towns. Amazon's Best of Prime 2019 can be found at amazon.com/bestofprime. And anyone can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/prime.
This is Peter on his motorcycle.
Oh, the open road!
And this is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk. Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
From the DJV Drama Department, North Korea says, we're going to send you a Christmas gift. Look out! The continuing, or I guess the lack of the continuing talks about denuclearization. Now, little fatty has warned Trump that we could receive an unwanted Christmas gift. Come on, what a bunch of silly stuff. This is... little fatty has said the year-end time limit on these discussions set for the U.S. is getting closer. Washington, they accused of trying to buy time and draw out negotiations for their own political benefit. What's left to be done now is the U.S. option, and it's entirely up to the U.S. what Christmas gift we will select to give them. So what is he going to send, a missile? Of course he's not. He's a little... That Pisha is a great German, a Jewish expression. The royals at it again. Another royal apologized for ties to Epstein. Crown Princess Mette Marit of Norway said in a statement that I should have examined Epstein's past more closely. I regret that I did not. I don't know. That seems an incomplete kind of a story. What I get a kick out of is all the hoopla about Trump, now that he's in England, went to see the Queen again, and there's this picture of Princess Anne with her hands out like, okay, so what?
She was in the doorway there and didn't, it wasn't on the receiving line. It looked like maybe there was some confusion with the protocol. Don't know.
Make a lot of nothing. Much out of nothing.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pin.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Of the century between King Kong and what was the lady's name? Faye. Well,
Jessica,
that was the actress. Faye, right?
What Jessica Lange in this Jessica Lange in the 76 version with this music's from.
All right, so Faye Ray was the first one who loved King Kong, and then it was Jessica Lange, and then who
was Naomi. And then it was Naomi Watts in the Peter Jackson one.
Okay,
so all good.
Why are we playing the music from King Kong?
Because I like the music. Why not? You have a problem with that?
Chuck, we just live in it.
I sit around waiting for
I got to tell you, after 26 years, I'm a little tired of your controlling ways, but I'll deal with it for another day.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry about that. You have my fullest apology.
Really?
So, yeah, okay. Why are we playing the music from King Kong? Somebody's birthday? King Kong.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges turned 70 years old today. And this is probably the first time I saw him in a movie on the big screen. King Kong, 1976. He had long hair and a beard in that film. He's actually only in his 20s, but he does look older when you watch it. He's been around for a long time, great career. Won a couple Oscars, one for True Grit. I'm in the minority. I like that. So that score, actually, that music is done by John Barry, who did all the James Bond music. He's a very good composer, and it's a really good score.
Yeah.
King Kong, 1976. And can I say something? I know I'm going to sound a little sexist, but I do think, and I did a revival of this film a few years ago. Jessica Lange in this film is the best looking woman I've ever seen on a movie screen.
Really?
In this movie. Yeah, I don't believe
that. Sexist.
Just beautiful. I don't know. Some people might take it that way.
Nah,
she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
I think it's
nice
a compliment. But
I went to see Knives Out last night.
Okay. And
did you say you'd gone to see it already? I've forgotten whether you've seen it.
No, Victoria's Story.
No, I haven't seen it yet. I said I want to see it.
I think I'm the first person to have seen it, so I won't give it away. But I will tell you, it's a fabulous cast. It's a fabulous story, and it just adds to the cadre. Remember I said yesterday I thought there were lots of good movies around, and they weren't all shoot-em-ups, bang, 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 and car crashes and chases. This is a very well-done movie, and I'd forgotten it was done down the street for me. It only was done in the next town over to me where they shot most of the outside of it anyway. And it, I don't know, it just is an intriguing. You see a James Bond in a much different role than he's a very good and broad.
Yeah, they say he's cast against type. Is that accurate?
Well, yeah, but he's done that before. Remember when he was a prisoner in that movie, and he gained a lot of weight for it. I forget what the name of the movie was, but he was much against type there. I think he's a very good actor. But there were a lot of people in this, Christopher Plummer. And Jamie Lee Curtis, who seems to be everywhere these days.
Yeah, she's good.
Michael Shannon is in it. Don Johnson is in it.
I like Don Johnson.
Yeah, it's a very, very interesting movie. It really is.
And it's done well. It's done well. Like I said, it doubled its tracking. It did over $40 million in 5 days. That's a good, solid opening for a adult-oriented movie. That's not a superhero movie. I know how much you like those superhero movies.
The Irishman, this really gets me, has been named already a best film of the year by the National Board of Review. What is this?
I saw that.
What? This, nobody can even see it unless you go to Netflix. So, I don't know. I find the top films for 2019, 1917, which hasn't come out yet. What do you think of that? Did you see that movie? That looks like it'd be interesting.
Which one?
It's 1917.
I didn't see it yet, but the
it's not out yet.
The buzz is really good.
Knives Out is on the list. Marriage Story, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Richard Jewell. That's not out yet. That's supposed to be a fabulous Clint Eastwood.
Joker is going to be a major player at the Oscars. I have no doubt.
Yeah,
deservingly so too.
Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah, that's pretty good year if you think about it. It's a lot of good film. And you asked me yesterday why a lot of good films come out in November and December, is because the people, the studios or independents who make these films want these movies to be recognized come award season, so it's more fresh in the memory, November and December. I got one story I want to point out. 20th Century Fox and Disney now owns 20th Century Fox, has hired the director of a genre franchise called The Maze Runner to helm a new Planet of the Apes movie. Whether they're going to reboot it or continue what they did in the last three films is not been disclosed. Having said that, I liked the last three Planet of the Apes movies a lot, but they went over a lot of people's head. I think the original series is so still good. For the first one in 68 with Charlton Heston. I love that franchise.
Chuck Curry, we love him on the
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.